why the decision to get a fullback off your roster?
We felt we were nicked up in a couple different spots, and that's what we felt we had to do for the team.
You feel good about your running back position?
Kareem's not on the list.
Yeah, we had a couple guys who, if we would have practiced today, would have been limited in practice, and then we'll have to take a look at guys tomorrow and see how they get through practice tomorrow.
What happened to Brett Jones?
He got sore as practice went on Wednesday.
How much would that impact things if he can't go?
Again, we'd have to move some guys around, but we'll take a look at it tomorrow, see how he gets through tomorrow's practice, if he can go.
How do you think he's played since he stepped in the lineup?
He's done some good things in there, yeah.
Would you have to move, if Bobby's, he doesn't have a status, wouldn't he just go back to right tackle if you go back to left guard and where you go?
Again, we have to take a look at it. We have a couple guys nicked up, so take a look at it in practice tomorrow, see how it goes.
Have you talked to the team about the kneeling and anthem subject this week, and so why? Or
no, we talked about it before the ball game last week. We have some people behind the scenes who are working together with the players, but we've been keeping it in the meeting rooms about football.
Plan to address it on what, Saturday night before the game?
We have a little time before we get to Saturday night, but we have the players. They're having conversations and they're working with some people behind the scenes on things to do. Yes.
How do you feel like Justin's done at right tackle? Think that's helped the overall line?
You know what? He's going out there. He's fighting. He's competing. He's done a nice job. He did a nice job in a tough environment versus a very good opponent last week. With a lot of respect for Justin, he's earned.
Is that something you could see being a permanent spot for him?
Again, every week's a new week. You go 1 week at a time. Certainly, when Bobby gets healthy, we'll put him in the mix somewhere, and we'll see how it goes. But again, every week's a new week.
And the quotes we got through the team, you said something to the effect of when you believe that when Odell Beckham is open, you should throw to him. When he's one on one, you should throw to him. How difficult is it to get him into a one on one matchup when most teams know that he's probably a good offensive player?
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenge. The last few years, it's been a big challenge for us. Last week being really his first week back in the rotation, we had some opportunities one-on-one to get him the ball, and he cashed in on those opportunities. No, I think our offense is at its best when we're running the ball well. That's number one, so it takes the pressure off the quarterback. So if you run the ball well, it opens up things in the action pass game, and the quarterback has a chance to complete the ball. I mean, it's tough to get Odell the ball. Teams most of the time cloud him or play a version of two-man to him or double him in some sort of way. So it's a challenge to get him the ball, so when you have an opportunity to get him the ball, you want to take advantage of it.
What have you seen from him this week? I mean, obviously there's a lot of talk about the celebration. He met with the owner. How do you think he's handled this week?
He's focused on preparing for the game.
You haven't seen any of this other stuff bother him even the slightest?
He seems dialed in and focused on his preparation.
When you're a young coach, you get there because of your acumen for coaching for football. For you, what has it been like learning the other stuff that goes along with it? The distraction part of it, the other stuff off the field?
Yeah, I'm not someone who believes in getting distracted. I think the biggest difference is you can never clean your desk off in this job. There's always something coming on your desk. It stacks up pretty quickly. But you have to roll with the punches, have principles you hang your hat on, and be consistent.
To go back to one of our favorite talking points, that doesn't impact game plan, though. I mean, it's an offensive play caller when you have that and all that.
No, we spread around the game planning areas like we always have. Each assistant coach has his own area and dives into his own area, sometimes usually a week ahead, sometimes sooner. But they have a pretty good idea on how to present what the opponent does in their certain area. And then the whole staff chimes in and we kick around some ideas.
We'll take one more.
Rhett Ellison take on a bigger role now that you've got a fullback?
Rhett's a heck of a player for us, and he's a versatile player for us.